we can't forget that part of the transformation for people is actually having to come up with that money to be in that room with those higher level people.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Danielle, I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
I'm so excited to be here. Like, you have no idea. I'm kind of fangirling just a little.
That's so cool. That's great. That's so funny. I do that like daily with people. So that's awesome because yeah. I do this podcast and I'm fangirling with you right now. So this is so great. We both get to do it together. So you guys, if you're newer to this, because this is a newer episode, so of course you're actually all new to this. I've added these on Fridays for you guys because I really wanted to create a platform for women where we could get more women on the show talking about their businesses and what they're doing and not just people who have, you know, necessarily made it or gotten to exactly where they want to be in their career, but people who are building right now, like they're in ideation, they are in the pivot, like they're in it with you. And I love this idea because I always think about the times where things have become possible for me. And it was those moments that I had when I spotted another woman doing what I wanted to do or who was a few steps ahead of me. And so I know that these are going to be so incredibly powerful for you guys. And Danielle, thank you so much for coming on and just being willing to openly share where you're at and your questions and your struggles and your wins and all of the things. So what I'm going to have you do is I always have people start out just 2 to 3 minutes on what your business is and where it started.
So I'm Danielle Throckmorton. I'm a 7-time award-winning independent business owner, accountability coach for female leaders, and the founder of Reach Retreat. Mm-hmm. My mission is to help women uncover what they truly desire for their life and then give them the support, tools, and resources that they need to live that out. I do this through my intimate retreat and my in-depth one-on-one coaching program designed exclusively for female leaders. These are women who truly desire to make an impact in the world, whether through their services or their life. So for me, this is really focusing on the complete wellness of both the mind, the body. We dive into the spirit and really create an individualized, streamlined plan to coach them from feeling overwhelmed, or as business owners, you know, we feel undervalued or guilty sometimes for the way that we're showing up in all the places. So I help uncover those obstacles for my clients, take a deep look into their systems, their routines, and help create this beauty from the chaos.
Mm, so good. And you guys, the reason why you need these pitches is in case you ever get the surprise opportunity. Right. I used to always be like, but why do we need this elevator pitch that everyone tells me that? And as a creator, I'm sure that you can fully understand this. Like, that was probably not easy for you to land on. That probably took just tell me about the process of even creating that so people can get it, but also why it's important. So tell me about your process of how you even like deep dove into like, what the hell do I do? And how do I tell people?
Okay. So pitch is hard, especially because I feel that I'm in this transition of being pulled into more, like even more than what I saw myself doing. I've been really called to surrender this year, which is really opposite of what I have kind of as a type A person and a planner. I always need to know the A to Z. And so I've been asked to surrender a lot, and I've been listening to what people are asking from me. And even though it scares the crap out of me, I am leaning in because that's what I told myself I would do this year. And so beautiful things seem to be unfolding. But I really wanted to hit on the fact that my mission is to help women discover the life they want. And going, you know, we don't desire a life of chaos. We don't desire a life of overwhelm and, you know, working for dollars and cents. We desire a life that is unique to the person. And so I feel like my coaching has that aspect of like, I can't specifically tell you I'm going to give, you know, make your money get increased if that's not what your unique goals are. So I tried to say, okay, what is my ideal client feeling? And how can I convey that for them and create an experience that maybe they're going to get a virtual one-on-one experience with me, but if they want a more intimate, then they can go to this retreat. So I just kind of tried to say, this is my history and what I do. This is probably why I'm qualified to do it. And then I talk about the transformation. And it's hard because I love to use words. I love to write. So when you're trying to like shove that into a small part, I feel like I just listen and like, is this what I need to hear? So I feel like that helps me be able to shorten it a little bit.
Yeah. A couple of things you just said. So good. Like, less is actually more, especially when trying to find your ideal client. And it doesn't feel that way to the person who is usually has this unique gift of helping people transform, because what happens is you put them, Danielle, I'm sure, into like this really beautiful expansive container where there's a lot of room for words and working through feelings and all of those things. But when we're trying to attract people, we can't use all those words because people get lost. Like, they just need clarity. They need those few things that they know are going to happen. And it's just like, bing, bang, boom, you got to size it down into that. And sometimes that can feel impossible, but less is more. And I love the phrase clarity is kind. It's just like, if they can spot it, right? Like, if they can see it right away, it's just like, okay, how do you identify with that person? I really love that you were just talking about like stepping into their shoes and like, what do they need right now? What do they need to hear? So that's so great. So business idea, where did this come from? I know that you're pivoting. What did you want to pivot into again? And then let's go into your first question.
Okay. So I've been an entrepreneur for 5 years. Mm-hmm. I own a award-winning event planning company. So I actually launched my business in events, primarily doing like weddings, coordination, fundraisers, transferred into virtual events.
So cool.
Done well at it, but it wasn't actually in alignment with the life I wanted, right? I'm 15-hour days. I'm away from my kids. I honestly don't feel that in the industry I'm in Oklahoma specifically, that the income really matches to what I desire. So it's kind of like, I'm really good at it though. And it comes so natural. So like, to be asked to step away from it or pulled away from it, which I still have the company. But to not really have that as my focus has been challenging this year. But I had really saw my health decline, my relationships evolving, like as I was growing a business, some of the friendships, you know how that goes. you kind of outgrow certain relationships. And my physical health was declining because I was working a full-time job, building a business. I was a single mom. And I actually started a group for women, and it's called Ladies Conquering Goals. And I was actually just going to have this small accountability group for 30 days. We did 90 days. And it was going to dissolve. And these women after 90 days were like, Danielle, this is 2.5 years ago. Like, we love this group, like how you showed up. And it was so weird because I actually created it out of a need of my own. And it pulled me into this leadership role and it held me accountable. And so I actually made the group permanent. We have women from like all over the US, Canada, I think a few in Australia. And I just showed up for 2.5 years providing free content, trainings, asking how they're, you know, doing with their goals, their monies, their business, their family. And these women have evolved. They have grown businesses. They have changed their relationships. They've lost toxic environments. They've grown in their higher power. And I was like, they need more. Like, they can't just learn from Danielle. So I created Reach Retreat because I was like, how do I bring these women who are serious about what they want, use my skills from this event and design aspect of my business and create this, like, literally, I call it a luxury experience. Like, they don't do anything, and it's custom, and it's plated meals and caterers and chefs. And it's just a time for them to get away, listen, dive into their business. So I just thought, maybe, okay, these women are serious. I'm going to create this place. Well, now, after the first successful retreat, these women were like, in the survey, we thought you were going to speak. Mm-hmm. Like, we were looking forward to hearing from you.
Totally.
Happens and it was time. Like, so I was like, okay, this is weird. Like, I was just wanting to host, and now they're asking me to do this. And people started reaching out, asking me to be on podcasts and just do things that were just crazy to me. So I've been pulled into more of this leadership role myself, coaching and helping people, because I just truly feel like that's my gift.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. I saw a couple questions around like having a spot for you as well. And then, you know, as far as like, how do I get more frequent income from this? So it's a bit more stable throughout the year. So let's start, let's not do the housing for you yet. But let's start with your question on like kind of like monetizing. What was that? So I can dig in a little bit more. What was the question?
Okay. So I wrote it out so I wouldn't forget. Okay. But, so where you kind of see my business currently with these retreats and coaching, mm-hmm. what would you really see would be my next step? I'm definitely wanting to create a high ticket offer for my coaching. That's where I'm kind of growing now, which I know would generate revenue. But like, what would you do in my position to kind of hone the income that comes with the impact I want to make? Like,
what's the impact that you want to make? And here's the thing is people get really caught up on this. They're like, I want to save a million people.
No,
let's do like a 6 month. Like, is this impact on your, and let's be really real. It's impact on women, but it's also impact on your bank account. Because in the beginning, you have to make sure that you take care of yourself and overflow so that you can then actually think of a broader reach and impact. So you may, because you are more high ticket, it sounds like to start, which might be the stabilizer for you, you may need to really focus on the impact being in your bank account first and know that your retreat is going to create these transformations. So what does that mean to you? Is it impact, or how do I create X with my money? Like, so that we can dial in.
So I feel like my impact and what I know I want to do is help women really live a life that they desire uniquely to them. Like, the one that you know, where you don't feel that heavy and weighed down overwhelm, which I get is kind of broad, right? Because I told you it's specific to the client. But yes, I need the income to allow me to create these retreats, to allow me to keep showing up as this leader that they're asking for. So monetizing, that's important.
Do you help them? Sorry, I'm just going to laser in, so I might cut you off. Do you at all help them grow their business in these?
So with my individualized coaching, I do. I actually look at their systems and I connect them with different specialists. So say they need to streamline their money. I have a money coach that can go in and dive in and set up a profit first method for them. Or I can help them set up tools to automate their social media or connecting them with specific people. I don't really do consulting hours, essentially, but I am looking at what they need and giving them the direction to get that taken care of. It's like an outside view.
So we've got two things, right? We have your coaching and we have the retreats.
Yes.
Okay. So is it the same women typically who tend to do both of them? Or what's the messaging for the retreat? Is it like just change your life, or is it like grow your business or expand your network, or what?
To live a life of intention, both personally and in your business. So we have two speakers this year that are specific to personal, right? And taking care of the foundational you, the being of you. And we have breath work and meditation and really honing in on like how to care for yourself. Then we have two speakers coming in and talking about branding and money in your business. Because those were areas I felt like I kept hearing people say, I'm not getting paid enough. I feel like I'm working and working and I never see anything in my personal account. It's just keeping my business open. Or I feel like I am not attracting the right clients. So then that's where I was like, okay, branding. So I have a specialist coming from Canada to speak this year on branding, and then a money coach coming to speak around the business aspect. So it's hitting on both, because I don't feel like they are separate. I feel like they really have to operate together.
Great. And you know, as much as we don't want to acknowledge this, I've just been in the personal development business for so long. And then I also have been in, you know, doing entrepreneurship stuff with my husband. It's just when you teach on business how to help people make money, you can charge a lot more for that.
Right.
Even though we know mindset can be a shift from, you know, $10,000 a year to $1 million a year. We know that, you know, those shifts are actually possible. Of course you need strategy and all of those things, but a lot of times it can be unlocking something in your mindset or changing a belief. We know that, but you know, tangibly, in order to charge a certain amount or a higher price, you do need to have some business there if you are looking at unlocking those higher prices for the public, for the general public, right? So with that said, and that's not every case, but it's most cases, but I never want to like completely generalize. With that said, have you figured out what you want to, like what your goal is to make this year? And you don't have to share it if you don't want to, but have you figured that goal out?
So I actually did dive into this this week with my assistant, because I was talking to her about, okay, these are our different income streams and this is what we made last year. We just looked at the first quarter. So where do we want to be at? And I told her, I said, everyone talks about this six figure. You always hear this term, but it was so weird because when I started looking at the income that I made this year, despite owning an event company during a pandemic, I was like, I was okay. Like I paid my bills. I lived comfortably. I was able to stay home and take care of Leah, all of these things, but I don't want to just be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like I want to and like, I want to be able to do home projects and I want to be able to use that money to open a foundation in the future. Like there's bigger goals here.
Of course.
So she told me, she was like, okay, so what are you thinking? And I was like, I feel like I want to say six figure because I feel like that's like the
business. We're saying six figures. That's what you want to say. Okay, great. Okay, awesome. What you want to do. Okay. So a six figure goal. So you need to actually like dial in that number. So is it 100K? Is it 150? Like, let's just play with what feels good for you right now to play with.
So I was thinking 120. Great. I know that. Okay. That's what I'm thinking.
Wonderful. Totally doable. Like okay. More than doable. You just need to know your number.
Right.
So from that, what you need to figure out is how much of that is going to be retreats and how much of that is going to be coaching and how much of that might need to be something else, right?
Right.
And how often. So if your retreats are, how much do you charge for your retreats?
So currently it's $24.99 an attendee.
Okay. That's kind of low because yes. You take care of everything.
Right.
Okay. That's actually, so you would need to, and most people know that if travel, if you're kind of including everything, that there's a higher ticket price, especially for business.
Right.
I probably, if business was involved on a retreat that you take, how long is it?
4 days.
Okay. I haven't seen one that's priced usually less than four is really low, five, six, seven, eight for See, something with business.
I'm feeling this year, we had 30 attendees. This was year mm-hmm. two. So, or 30 people total, 22 attendees. And I think the average is around, I think we're about 48,000 for this event. And, I felt the pull whenever I was walking and I applied to be on this podcast. I was like, I feel like I need to have a specific one to people who want to have six figures or the CEO specific. Because if I'm talking to people who own a business or, but I'm not being very specific, like I have for this retreat, I don't know where they're at in their income. So I feel like I'm undervaluing because of that. Oh, I got to get them in there. I know this will change their life. I'll know it'll scale their income. So now I'm feeling like I need a larger retreat each year, plus the base one that I have that can funnel them in there. Does that make sense?
Well, you could maybe play with that too. And that's the thing is sometimes I speak against like having a ton of offerings, but in the beginning, you're kind of trying a lot of different things. And if you have here's the thing. I know that you also said, you know, you want a life of room and expansion. And sometimes it just depends on the season that you're in. If you're building a new business, sometimes you can have that if you're willing to build it slower. But if you really are like, the six figures is my goal right now. It's kind of like, maybe this is your year of, hey, I'm going to grow this. And then we're going to back down on some of the things that I have to do. And some of the offerings, you know, because you were a lower price point, you probably were able to get more people in. So you have to factor that in as well. But once you know you're a higher price point, then you can actually, you know, have some, here's what we forget is when we get more money from the client, we can give them a better experience. We can give them a better speaker. We can give them, you know, everything. We can give them an experience that they couldn't go out and necessarily even have themselves, even though you're doing it all. Maybe there's an experience outside of their grasp right now that would completely shift them and make them realize, wait, I created this experience for myself by paying this amount. I just experienced this speaker. I got to hang out with these people who are also higher level, you know, who are doing bigger things in their business. That completely, that's the transformation too. We can't forget that part of the transformation for people is actually having to come up with that money to be in that room with those higher level people. So I do think you can get really specific when you raise your ticket price to go and pay for those, you know, maybe that better food, to go and pay for that excursion that you might do, to go and pay for a speaker who typically may not come but needs partially travel or a speaker fee or whatever that looks like. And then you can speak more, you're going to feel more dialed in by doing that, by getting really specific on your content too. It's going to make you up level because you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did this. I don't feel like I'm ready to do this. It's going to call you into one of the highest places you've ever felt in your entire life. Meaning just like your highest self will have to come out and she won't feel ready. She'll probably be screaming and scratching and like, why the hell did I do this? But it's because there's a reason you're getting implanted. Like it, literally your brain is getting implanted with a certain number. There's a reason. We can't question it. You just have to like do all the reason you're getting called to it is because of the activities that it will take to get you to that place are going to make you step into your higher self and you can't question it. So it's much bigger than you can imagine. It's not the number. It's actually like a very spiritual calling because it's going to demand a higher level of anything that you've ever done. And it's going to call people into their higher selves too, to have to get there and to do the things that are there. And, you know, sometimes we judge it and we judge the thing or the carrot or whatever that is. But if you truly want that life of expansion and to be better than just okay, then you're going to have to do those things that are going to, you know, demand that, to know that you get more time, because you can't charge a lower amount and have, you know, all of the time and freedom that you want. And if you can't get it yourself, you can't teach it. So,
right. And that's like, that is exactly right. And that is, I feel that I had this almost, okay, Danielle, proof that you can do this. And then I did, and it was badass. And like, people are seeing transformation and they are connecting, and I have the skills to create that luxury experience for my high-end client. Right. So, but at the same time, I'm like, I need to do that. Like, I know now talking to you, that is validated, that needs to happen. And then there's this part of me that I love to hear aspect on where I'm like, this is where we started.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to forget them either. And so it's trying to figure out how to serve. That's where I kind of wanted to get your idea of like, what else would you do or what?
Well, I don't think maybe you need the, you know, sometimes we can get so locked into like the in-person stuff too. You might be able to do like a group coaching for all of them. And I love that because it's also a way to, you know, gather all of those people who are kind of in the entry phases of like getting their awakening or cracking open to making more income or wanting just whatever that looks like for their life. And I love that phase too. I love it. I literally like, you know, had, that's who I first served, and that's who we first serve, right? Because there are the people who are only a year behind us or 2 years behind us. Right. And it's like, we're speaking to our people. We're just speaking to our former selves 2 years ago. And it's a beautiful place because you can progress and bring them into, like you have your now higher level so that you can grow with them, right? Because you kind of choose where you're at. Like, do I just want to serve these people? And then what will happen is you'll kind of start to feel like you're outgrowing, or you'll just want to talk about other things. That's what happens. And then you'll feel tired because you can't say the same thing over and over and not feel passionate about it if you're not in that place anymore. So with that said, you might be able to create more of a group coaching, because I do believe in that entry phase, the best thing you can do is give them a community and give them people to connect to. So sometimes what we want to do in the beginning when we started in our career, here's what I want to do. It was like, I need the validation of like being their coach and doing all the transformation. And, you know, am I good at this? I'm not sure. I'm still kind of like trying with all these different groups, and I'm still in my first couple of years. And I think the best thing that we can do is like step aside and realize that actually their biggest asset is you being a facilitator, not necessarily a teacher, and putting them in groups and allowing them to like learn how to connect and collaborate with all of these people around them. And I think that that's their biggest tool, because when you can give them that tool to work together, they're going to grow together. They're going to like figure it out together. You're going to facilitate and help them through that. So I actually think that an online thing could be really great for those people. there is a lot of power in that like in-person workshop, but for a lower price, it's a lot of time, right? It's a, you know, you do events, so much time, so much effort. So maybe you do one in-person event for them and it's a one day or whatever that looks like, rather than, you know, a 4-day thing or a deep dive or something like that. And maybe it's just live like events online or something like that. So I would think of that where, you know, where is your effort going? And is most of your income going where most of your effort is going? You kind of want to like really make sure that it's aligned with your time and value is there, and then make something that's even more accessible for those introduction people, because sometimes they're not in the place where they want to spend that money yet, right? It's kind of like harder to get to the new people to realize that that's a huge transformational shift to come to something in person. So I do think that a great idea would be to keep those or to get those people into some sort of facilitated program that's really, you know, they're able to, like they can afford, and then they can graduate up into these other levels of different things that you have, like maybe the coaching, or maybe now from just one-on-one, maybe you do some one-on-one, but you also turn that into a group coaching program, because I do think the power is in the group. So maybe even your higher end one-on-one coaches, you can cut down the time that you're just one-on-one coaching and turn it into one-on-one and then a group, a one-on-one and then a group, instead of one-on-one, one-on-one, one-on-one. So, because there is, I'm telling you, no matter what people say, I've been in masterminds and the one-on-one mixed with group coaching has been way more powerful.
Yes. I think that is a great option to do, is the group coaching mixed with it, because I've seen the masterminds where it's like, you don't get the one-on-ones, and I'm hesitant. I'm like, ooh, because I feel like there's so much power when you get to get specific. So I feel that is definitely a good option to explore. And that would allow me to create like a 3-month program off of what I'm doing currently that has that next level of incentive, like one-on-one now plus group coaching.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, and I think for the long-term stuff, what I would look at is turning things into programs. So even your high-end retreat, if you wanted to charge a higher price point, you could be like, here's what we do. I do 5 coaching calls leading up to it. And then at the end is the retreat. So you guys all meet together, and maybe you have, you know, maybe you take 20 clients and they're all like one-on-one mixed with the group coaching, and then they all meet at this retreat and it's included in the price. So you charge a much higher price point, but you know that for those 6 months, that's all you're doing. You're just doing those clients, that group, and the retreat at the end, and whatever that looks like. And maybe the retreat is even, you know, maybe it's just 3 days, or maybe the price point is 10K or 15K, because you're doing the coaching with group coaching with a retreat at the end. It's just an idea, but it's like, if you are looking for more stable income, you could maybe include all of it, and maybe you sell for the 3 months to get those 20 or 30 people for the 6-month period, or maybe this is a year long thing, but people are more committed to kind of like shorter periods. Maybe it's 6 months, 8 months, whatever that is. So maybe you're front end selling a lot more, but then once the selling is done, you're kind of just like, you're in this mode of coaching and retreat.
And that would actually alleviate multiple launches as well, which, you know, can get exhausting, but also costly. So getting into the phase where I'm not having to sell my coaching and then turn around and ask them to then buy retreats. That's actually pretty genius to think about when I'm looking at a client that's more elevated and ready to really take it to that next level and be surrounded by people who are on their level. Because Reach Retreat right now needs to take that step to become even more on a professional scale. Like, it needs to have more of that luxury feel to it than I'm saying, if that makes sense. Like,
yep.
I need to draw in the luxury clients with the luxury experience.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. And sometimes in the beginning, as you're pivoting, just know, like, you know, it might feel like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. It's harder to find this particular client because there's less of them, right? You're now fishing in it. As you go up, you're fishing in a smaller pool, and they're also there. You just have to now know how that, what that message is, where to look. You know, for Chris and I, even when he first started his high-end mastermind, and then also when we first launched Fast Foundations, like, that took so much work, right? They were both new. And we were like, is this a good idea? Are there people out there? And after we did, So the second one, it really helped. We noticed that now we had a bit of a reputation for it. Like the third and fourth one were finally when we were like, okay, it's still so much work. Like it's a launch, right? Like it's so much work, yeah. But it was nothing like the ones before where we're doing something new. So I believe that you can create anything that you want. And if you already have proof that it's working, like you literally already have proof that you can fill, you know, something that's a few grand, and then you'll be able to fill something that is more, because if there's a demand for it. And I will tell you that just go and look and price some things out, even to just ease your mind with people who are doing anything, you know, business of different things that are included. And it's a decision. It's a decision of the value that you want to charge. And that is the value that you will end up giving, because, you know, you're a great person who wants to create transformation, and it will make you rise up and create that shift for people.
Yes. Well, I appreciate it. Oh my gosh, I'm on fire already.
Good. I'm so glad. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find you, follow you, all of that stuff?
Yes. So Danielle_Throckmorton is on Instagram. Same for Facebook as well. Pinterest, literally it's all there linked together. And Reach Retreat is reach-retreat.com. It's also linked to my socials. And so we are super excited. Our retreat's in June this year. And then apparently I'm going to be planning a larger scale event as well coming up. Thanks to Lori. So.
Well, I'm so excited for you. And hopefully, if anything, even if you don't go that route, like it just opens up or expands some sort of idea in your head. And so grateful for you for coming on. You guys, so excited about these episodes. If you love them, make sure you tag her and myself and let her know what your biggest takeaway was. Go give her a follow. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.